Good morning. It is 7:44 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for an update from the city of Coffeyville. We have City Clerk Melissa Carter joining us in studio. Good morning, Melissa. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So here we are on another Tuesday, and we do have a City Commission meeting coming up here tonight. What's sticking out to you on the agenda?
Yeah, so start with consent agenda, just a couple items on there. We do have a ordinance to levy the sales tax. This is the one, as you know, in August, the voters approved the 2027 sales tax, which is for CRMC, some mobile pre-hospital, then also some capital improvements for police, fire, and you know, Ashley Tatman, our communication manager, did an amazing job getting that information out to the public, and wanted to thank KGGF as well. You guys were great in pushing that education and information so our voters could make a decision, and they voted to approve it. So this ordinance is the next step. We'll get this approved and published, and then we will notify the Kansas Department of Revenue, and this tax will pick up January 1, 2027, when the other one expires.
It's always good to see something with a majority on that.
That was great. The voters came out, and like I said, Ashley did a great job really just pushing the facts and what we're looking for, and again, you know, you guys promoting that too was great. That really helps.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah. On to new business. First item on there, we are applying for a technical assistance grant. This is from the Kansas Water Office. It'll be for the Coffeyville Flood Risk Management Study. Basically what that is our levy. You know, always trying to make improvements to it, but anything that needs to be done moving forward, we do have to have a study on this, and those are not cheap. So this, we're putting in a $1 million grant for this, so fingers crossed. Moving on, the next item actually is to accept a grant, and this is the Transportation Alternative Program grant from KDOT. This is going to be for sidewalks and crosswalks projects. It is an amount, we are accepting $856,000. And what this will do, there will actually be a pedestrian island right there on Klein Street coming across from that Sherwin-Williams parking lot. I used to work at this school, and I can tell you, it's a little scary going across there. So this will help that island right there. It's also going to put some sidewalks around the school that don't have sidewalks on there. Some of those streets, so I think Norwood, Highland, Edgewood, Ohio, that don't currently have sidewalks, this will get sidewalks installed. Some ADA curbs, and then also a highly visible crosswalk there at Northfield and Ohio. So we are super excited that we got that grant. Couple other items on there, construction contracts for wastewater treatment plant for some blower piper repairs, and then repairs to a track loader for public service, and a new digger derrick truck for the City of Coffeyville Electric Utility. So fairly light agenda tonight.
Okay, well, very good. Well, it's exciting to hear some of the improvements around the school there, so yeah. We'll stay tuned on all of that as they hopefully begin work here at some point. And I know that as well, you had some announcements regarding Coffeyville Proud, right?
Yes. Yep. We've got our next Coffeyville Proud coming up Friday, September 18th. Still open for any projects. So anybody out there that has any projects that this group could do, please let us know. And then also still looking for volunteers, whether it's just you or you have a group of students or a club that wants to get some volunteer work in, we are happy to have you. You can contact the Community Development Department. That number is 620-252-6119. And the Neighborhood Preservation Team will help you out there and get you, you know, signed up for volunteers or get some projects on there for you.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Melissa Carter, City Clerk for the City of Coffeyville. And I know as well the city has rolled out a new animal control number. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So we have got a new animal control number. So when this comes in, this rings everybody in neighborhood preservation. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's where that phone will ring, is into the neighborhood preservation office. After that, outside of those hours and on weekends, it's going to roll to the Coffeyville Police Department. And as always, if there's an emergency, vicious dog, never hesitate to call 911 on that. But yeah, that number is 620 505-4044. So that is the new animal control number to call.
Very good. Well, lots of good stuff happening, and those improvements, I know, help everyone else out on that. So, yeah. Any other updates you'd like to share with us here this morning?
I don't think so. October, we'll have Spooktacular down on the plaza, and then Dalton Days. So, some fun events coming up in the fall.
Wonderful. Well, Melissa Carter, we appreciate you joining us as always.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And that's an update from the city of Coffeyville. Again, don't forget the city commission meeting on the way tonight here if you're interested in attending that or, of course, viewing that online. We do have 70 degrees right now, and we have an update from Live Healthy Montgomery County on the way at 8:10.